Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says that he will use his Tuesday speech at the U.S. Congress to warn against an upcoming deal over the Iranian nuclear program. Netanyahu says the speech is not intended to show disrespect to U.S. President Barack Obama or the White House.
And I'm not going to speak today about the content of that speech, but I do want to say a few words about the purpose of that speech. First, let me clarify what is not the purpose of that speech. My speech is not intended to show any disrespect to President Obama or the esteemed office that he holds. I have great respect for both. I deeply appreciate all that President Obama has done for Israel, security cooperation, intelligence sharing, supported the UN, and much more, some things that I, as Prime Minister of Israel, cannot even divulge to you because it remains in the realm of the confidences that are kept between an American president and an Israeli prime minister. I am deeply grateful for this support, and so should you be.
Netanyahu, who was speaking at the annual conference of the powerful pro-Israeli lobby AIPAC in Washington, said that Israel's ties with the U.S. are stronger than before. He also said that Israel is trying to cement a powerful alliance with the U.S. to confront what he described as common threats. Netanyahu further said that he believes it would not be in Israel's interest for such an alliance to become a partisan issue in the U.S. He claimed that Tel Aviv's relations with Washington are strong enough to, quote, weather disputes over Iran nuclear talks.
Despite occasional disagreements, the friendship between America and Israel grew stronger and stronger, decade after decade. And our friendship will weather the current disagreement as well to grow even stronger in the future. And I'll tell you why. Because we share the same dreams. Because we pray and hope and aspire for that same better world. Because the values that unite us are much stronger than the differences that divide us.